U.S. Election Polls Tracker 2024, who is ahead, Harris or Trump? Date modified colon 2024-10-17T09:03:17.526Z, description colon an in-depth look at the polls and what they can and can a Euro trademark T tell us about who will win the White House, U.S. election polls, who is ahead, Harris or Trump? BBC, voters in the U.S. go to the polls on November 5 to elect their next president. The election was initially a rematch of 2020, but it was upended in July when President Joe Biden ended his campaign and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. The big question now is, will America get its first woman president or a second Donald Trump term? As Election Day approaches, we'll be keeping track of the polls and seeing what effect the campaign has on the race for the White House, who is leading national polls. Harris has had a small lead over Trump in the national polling averages since she entered the race at the end of July, and she remains ahead, as shown in the chart below with the latest figures rounded to the nearest whole number. Harris saw a bounce in her polling numbers in the first few weeks of her campaign, building a lead of nearly 4 percentage points towards the end of August. But the numbers have been relatively stable since early September, even after the only debate between the two candidates on September 10th. Which was watched by nearly 70 million people. You can see how little the race has changed nationally in the last few weeks in the poll tracker chart below, with the trend lines showing the averages and the dots showing the individual poll results for each candidate. While these national polls are a useful guide as to how popular a candidate is across the country as a whole, they're not necessarily an accurate way to predict the result of the election. That's because the U.S. uses an electoral college system, in which each state is given a number of votes roughly in line with the size of its population. A total of 538 electoral college votes are up for grabs, so a candidate needs to hit 270 to win. There are 50 states in the U.S., but because most of them nearly always vote for the same party, in reality there are just a handful where both candidates stand a chance of winning. These are the places where the election will be won and lost and are known as battleground states or swing states. What is the Electoral College? Who is winning in swing state polls? Right now the polls are very tight in the 7 states considered battlegrounds in this election, and neither candidate has a decisive lead in any of them, according to the polling averages. If you look at the trends since Harris joined the race, it does help highlight some differences between the states. But it's important to note that there are fewer state polls than national polls, so we have less data to go on, and every poll has a margin of error that means the numbers could be higher or lower. In Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina, the lead has changed hands a few times since the start of August, but Trump has had a small lead for a few weeks now. It's a similar story in Nevada, but with Harris the candidate who is slightly ahead at the moment. In the 3 other states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, Harris has been leading since the start of August, sometimes by 2 or 3 points, but in recent days the polls have tightened significantly. All 3 of those states had been Democratic strongholds before Trump turned them red on his path to winning the presidency in 2016. Biden retook them in 2020, and if Harris can do the same, then she will be on course to win the election. In a sign of how the race has changed since Harris became the Democratic nominee, on the day that Biden quit the race he was trailing Trump by nearly 5 percentage points on average in the 7 swing states. In Pennsylvania, Biden was behind by nearly 4.5 percentage points when he dropped out, as the chart below shows. It is a key state for both campaigns as it has the highest number of electoral votes of the 7, and therefore winning it makes it easier to reach the 270 votes needed. How are these averages created? The figures we have used in the graphics above are averages created by polling analysis website 538, which is part of American news network ABC News. To create them, 538 collects the data from individual polls carried out both nationally and in battleground states by lots of polling companies. As part of its quality control, 538 only includes polls from companies that meet certain criteria, like being transparent about how many people they polled, when the poll was carried out and how the poll was conducted, telephone calls, text message, online, etc. You can read more about the 538 methodology here. Can we trust the polls? At the moment, the polls suggest that Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are within a couple of percentage points of each other in all of the swing states, and when the race is that close, it's very hard to predict winners. Polls underestimated support for Trump in both 2016 and 2020. Polling companies will be trying to fix that problem in a number of ways, including how to make their results reflect the makeup of the voting population. Those adjustments are difficult to get right, and pollsters still have to make educated guesses about other factors like who will actually turn up to vote on 5 November. Listen, how do election polls work? Written and produced by Mike Hills and Libby Rogers. Designed by Joy Roxas. Simple guide: everything you need to know about the vote analysis. Harris goads Trump into flustered performance explainer. 7 swing states that could decide election immigration. Could Trump really deport a million migrants? Fact check: was U.S. economy stronger or weaker under Trump? Read more about Kamala Harris Donald Trump U.S. election. Watch on BBC iPlayer, UK only. Who is Kamala Harris? Trump shooting. Back to the scene. Kamala Harris U.S. election 2024. Donald Trump U.S. politics United States. Watch. Trump sidesteps question on Putin phone calls. When asked if he'd spoken to Putin since leaving office, the former U.S. president said, "If I did, it's a smart thing. 2 days ago world, only choice I got. Early voting starts in swing state Georgia." The BBC's Nada Tawfiq reports from the battleground state, where officials say record numbers turned out to cast their ballots. 2 days ago U.S. and Canada, sparks fly in question time U.S. election special. Politicians and pundits were quizzed by the BBC's Fiona Bruce and American voters in Pennsylvania. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on unanswered questions as Trump returns to where he was shot. The BBC's analysis editor examines the security failures that led to the former president being shot at during a rally in July. October 4, 2024 BBC Verify, fake Kamala Harris ad used AI voice and UK department store advert. BBC Verify analyzed a false post claiming to show a pro-abortion campaign ad that has widely circulated on social media. October 4, 2024 U.S. and Canada, U.S. election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 3, 2024 Latin America, U.S. election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 2, 2024 Latin America, Watch. Human emotion and kindness shown through in the debate. The BBC's North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher says the vice presidential candidates found common ground. October 2, 2024 US and Canada? Watch. Who do you think won the VP debate? The BBC asks college students what they thought of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz's debate performance. October 2, 2024 US and Canada? Watch key moments from the U.S. vice presidential debate, politeness, policy, and a few tense moments. Watch how Vance and Walz tackled the 90-minute event. October 2, 2024 U.S. and Canada. Walz on Tiananmen claim, "I'm a knucklehead at times." When questioned about saying he was in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre, Walz says he misspoke. October 2, 2024. Watch. Mike's muted over Vance's Springfield migrant claim. It comes after Vance was fact-checked on a statement about millions of illegal immigrants. October 2, 2024, Vance v. Walz, BBC Verify looks at the claims that could come up. The two U.S. vice presidential candidates will face each other in a debate that the BBC will be fact-checking. October 1, 2024 U.S. and Canada, J.D. Vance's journey from Trump critic to VP pick. The Ohio senator once said he would never vote for Donald Trump, but is now his running mate. September 30, 2024 U.S. and Canada, who is Tim Walz? The ex-football coach who is now a VP hopeful, the Minnesota governor is a veteran, former teacher, and football coach and spent more than a decade in Congress. September 30, 2024 U.S. and Canada, BBC asks Trump what he would do differently in the Middle East. the former president says the conflict in Lebanon is unacceptable and must end one way or the other. September 26, 2024 World, Ros Atkins on. Why the U.S. election is crucial to Ukraine, the BBC's analysis editor looks at why Volodymyr Zelensky is presenting his victory plan to U.S. political leaders. September 26, 2024 World, Harris and Oprah hold star-studded rally in Michigan, the vice president joined the television icon in one of the seven crucial battleground states. September 20, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Ros Atkins on Trump suspect viral conspiracy theory, the BBC's analysis editor looks at the false link between Ryan Routh and a U.S. investment firm. September 18, 2024, Ros Atkins on how close Trump got to gunman at golf course, the BBC's analysis editor looks at the route Trump was taking and where secret agents spotted a rifle. September 16, 2024 BBC Verify, more, 3 hours ago, Trump calls January 6 U.S. Capitol riot a day of love, the ex-president says nothing done wrong on the day when his supporters breached the Congress, forcing lawmakers to flee. 3 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 4 hours ago, The Apprentice film star says Trump criticism inspiring violence, actor Sebastian Stan said Trump calling the filmmakers human scum was divisive and a threat. 4 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 8 hours ago, 4 takeaways from Harris's combative first Fox interview, during a 25-minute sit-down, the U.S. vice president and the host frequently interrupted each other. 8 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 10 hours ago, you stole the election, nervous volunteers on front line of conspiracies. Suspicion about the vote count is pervasive even in small rural communities, where volunteers are preparing for potential violence. 10 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 13 hours ago, Georgia strikes down new Trump-backed election rules, judges found that the rules would delay certification and lead to administrative chaos. 13 hours ago U.S. and Canada, British Broadcasting Corporation, home, news, U.S. election, sport, business, innovation, culture, arts, travel, earth, video, live, audio, weather, BBC Shop, BBC in other languages, follow BBC on, terms of use, about the BBC, privacy policy, cookies, accessibility help, contact the BBC, advertise with us, do not share or sell my info, contact technical support. Copyright 2024 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, props://news/comma/articles/comma/cj4x71snux2/id:earn-bbc-optimo-asset cj4x71snux2 contents type: headline, model